words, releasing the word of God back to him. I believe that I receive what I prayed about. Speaking what you want. The problem that we have is that we keep speaking what we have. And scripture says we can have what we say. So if we keep saying what we have and not saying what we want, we're going to keep having what we have. We have to begin to confess the word of God, not just one time and think it's going to roll over. It's going to, you know, say it's going to bend. It's not going to happen that way. You're going to have to continually bring these words out of your mouth. As Elder Dave had us saying this morning, let the redeemed of the Lord say. So you're going to have to say something. If you don't speak to your bills, they will speak to you. And they'll come back next month and say, I'm even bigger than I was last month. You know why they're bigger? Because they added interest. Yeah. So what you pay down, then add to that, so you're paying even more. Yeah. 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 That's right. We don't want that. No. We want all our debts to be totally, to be reduced and totally eliminated. Pastor has us on back to the basics, starting back to the very beginning, basics. Faith to receive what God has for us. And our scripture verse started out in Mark 11:23. Yes. So let's go start right there. It says, and Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith in God. Yes. So have the God kind of faith. Yes. And I gave you in the papers last week, the Aramaic Bible says, Yeshua answered and he said to them, may the faith of God be in you. Have God's faith. And you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't have faith. Turn to Romans 12:3. Let's see about this faith. This, or you don't have, or I don't have enough, or I don't, whatever. There's an answer to that, to whoever says that. Romans 12:3. Let's see what it says. It says, for I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly. Yeah. According as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we can't say I don't have faith to believe, because the Bible says God has given you every man. Listen to that. He said, I've given every man the measure of faith. So is that sinner man too? Sinner and saint alike. I've given every man the measure of faith. And you wonder why the sinners are being prosperous and blessed and doing all that. You listen to, go to some of the seminars, and they are giving the principles from the Bible. When they're teaching on how to get wealth, they are giving them principles from the Bible. They can't live squat, but they are using the principles of the Bible to get the wealth. And we as saints, guys, hear the word, see the word, and skim right over it just like it's nothing. We have lost the reverence for the word of God. Yes. That's the problem. But, you know, it's available on every hand. Any which way you want to get the word of God, you can get it. You can have it. You know, some of them sing the Psalms to, you know, you can. We have the Bible, you version that'll read the, I mean, there's no reason for you to say, well, I didn't read it, or I didn't hear the word, or you can press a button and your phone will read the Bible to you. Now, look, there is no excuse. No excuse why we can't read at least one chapter of the Bible a day. At least one. At least one. When your phone can read it to you, you can hear it. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. There's no excuse. There is just no excuse. And I tell you, the Lord's not going to accept. Well, Lord, I didn't have time. No, I had to get up, get the kids ready, get out of the work. He's not going to accept that excuse. He said, I left my word for you. Yes. I left directions for you. Yes. I left the book to show you how to get it done. Yes. And you chose to ignore the book. Yes. You chose to ignore the wisdom. Jesus. You chose not to receive what I've laid out, the plan that I've laid out for you. You made that decision. As Deacon Wendy was talking to us about man and free will, the Lord said, yes, he has given us all free will.
That's right.
All of us free will. To receive or not to receive, to believe or not to believe, to accept or not to accept. He's given us, you know, sometimes we wish the Lord didn't make us that way, that I know we'd obey him. He just make us to obey you, Lord, we'd be okay. But he didn't want robots. He wanted to give us a choice to decide whether or not you're going to spend that time with him, whether you get up in the morning and you know, in the YouVersion Bible, I think all of us have it on our phones, it'll send you a Bible verse every morning. You say, well, I can't do a whole chapter. It sends you a Bible verse.
That's right.
At least get somewhere. Some saints, oh God, go through the whole week. Notice how I said it. Saints, oh God, go through the whole week and have not opened their Bible, have not read not one verse the entire week. So you have starved your spirit man, and when something hits, you just flounder. You have nothing to hold you up. Now, the thing is, they pop the verse up on your phone.
Yeah.
It'll pop up. All you have to do is just read it.
Yes.
No, I don't. Just delete it. Don't even have time to read. And then this button, you can read the whole chapter.
Yes.
Flip through the whole chapter, hit the button, read, and let the man read you the whole chapter.
That's right.
You can have the chapter reading while you're shaving, while you brush your teeth. Get the word in.
That's right.
It's just no excuse why we can't get or spend that time. Because when you hear the word of God, when you read the word of God, that's when he begins to talk to you and give you direction and tell you what to do. I was, I had my Bible on, it was reading to me, and I had to finish doing all the things you do when you get up in the morning and wash and all that stuff. And as I'm doing all these wonderful things, the Lord said, I believe that I receive. I said, yeah, Lord, I know that. I believe that I receive. I said, I know that. He says, I want you to write that. Give it to the saints. Tell them plaster it all around the house, wherever you want. Put it on sticky notes. He wants us to, what is the word I'm looking for? Drown yourself in, for lack of a better word, to submerge yourself in that, I believe that I receive.
That's right.
That one is, I believe I receive my healing.
Yes.
I don't know what you're believing that you receive from the Lord, but you have to speak it out.
Yes.
Begin to put it out in the atmosphere so the devil know that you are standing on the word of God and that I believe that I receive what I have already prayed about. And the Lord said, now you just can't say it one time. You may need to say it 1,000 times. You may need to confess it 1,000,000 times until it strikes your spirit.
Yes.
He said, that's where I want it to go. I want it to strike them in their spirit.
That's it.
You haven't believed that you received it until it strikes your spirit.
Yes.
If it hasn't hit your spirit, you're just saying words. You can train a parrot to say, I believe I receive. But it can't hit his spirit. It can't make a change. It can't make change in his life. It can't give him a soul. But we can.
Yes.
Begin to speak, I believe I receive whatever it is. And he said, and I'm doing what I have to do. And he said, and I want them to say it and confess it and confess it. And don't despise repetition. I heard that scripture before. Why are they still on back to basics? They've been on it since January. I'm tired. We may be back to basics for 10 years. Do you understand? Because we don't get it one time.
No.
You may need to hear it 1,000 times before it finally strikes your spirit. The love we've been talking about, the love walk since 20, how many years we've been together? And some of them still haven't got it. They decide to leave before they begin to walk in walk in love. So don't tell me we haven't heard it enough.
That's
apparently,
right.
We haven't heard it enough.
That's right.
Elder David talked to us for about 2 months about a place for everyone.
Yes.
Getting ready to receive people, no matter who they are, what they are, what they look like, what they smell like, have a place for everyone.
Yes.
You don't get that in just one message.
No, you don't.
You know, I start to see the change in the saints as we hit around maybe the 10th message.
Yeah.
But, I begin to see, they're smiling a little more.
Right.
They're even talking to each other.
Yeah.
What you know about that? Yeah. They speak to each other when they're walking in.
Right.
It took about 10 weeks, but we got there.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's going to take time.
Yes.
Repetition. So don't despise it when it comes again, because
that's
it's going to come again. And it's going to come again. We need it until it strikes our spirit.
Yes.
When it strikes a spirit,
yes.
it makes a change.
Yes.
And then you'll be seeing, you go to your job and you see people differently. They don't quite work on your nerves as much now because you see them in a different light.
Yeah.
You see them as a person that they need the Lord.
Yes.
You may be the planter, you may be the waterer,
yes.
but the Lord is the one that's going to give the increase.
That's right.
But
if
you see them as they need to be planted.
Yes.
Or they just need some watering today.
Right.
You know, I know their bean is a wet hen and whatever. Maybe they need some watering.
Yes.
Maybe they need the word of God planted in their heart. Whatever it is, you'll see them differently when you realize it's a place for everyone.
Yes.
We have to make it a place for everyone.
Yes.
No matter what their religion, no matter what, we have to make a place for them because we all need the Lord.
That's right.
And the only way they're getting it to God is through the Son.
Amen.
And if they don't accept the Son, they're not getting to God.
Amen.
So think, well, I'm going to live in purgatory until the Lord takes me. No, honey, if you're in purgatory, which don't exist, you're going to stay there and burn forever.
That's
purgatory,
right.
Otherwise known as hell.
That's right.
Plain
that's
and simple.
That's right.
Sorry. Plain. Just let you know.
Is.
Because, you know, we've heard the word, and people have given us their opinions on the word, and they have just glossed over what the word of God has said for us. But when you get to it and actually begin to read what the word said, you know, since I've been on this journey, the Lord's got me on this journey, and he said, look, yeah, you did your one chapter. He said, I want you to continue. I want you to read the whole chapter, meaning like if it's 15 chapters in this book, he said, all of it. Okay, Lord. So, but as I did that, and as I am continuing to do that, I'm hearing and seeing the word in a different light.
Yeah.
Because some of the scriptures that they knit and picked and picked and picked and picked, I said, that didn't mean that at all.
Right.
That is not what the Lord said.
That's right.
People pulled around and said, well, you know, maybe that's what he meant. He said what he said.
That's right.
If the Lord said, have faith in God, that's all he meant.
That's right.
Have faith in God.
Yes.
You know, Mark 11:23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith.
Yes.
So you hear some people say, well, I don't believe all that confessing stuff. And I've saints of God have said, I don't take all of that. I don't believe that stuff. That stuff never works for me. It just did. It just did. You said it never worked. It just did. It'll never work for you.
That's right.
They don't have to believe it. They got it going on. Nothing good ever happens to me. It won't. It just works for you. You may not believe in confessing, but you've confessed it, and it just worked. You say, oh, every time I turn around, things get worse and worse. It just did. You know, I have a person. I'm not saying anymore about who they are, but anyway, whenever I'm around this person, it is always negative, negative, negative. I said, you speak more death over your life and over your family. Why would you say those words? Well, it is what it is. I said, you ain't never lied. It is what you say it is.
That's right.
And you're going to keep having what you say until you change your words.
Yeah, that's right.
If Jesus said you can have what you say,
come on, that's it.
What do you think you're going to have?
Yeah.
You're going to have what you say.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Lord, he's been on me for years, and, you know, thanks to Lenny, it still comes to my mind. Is that your confession? But, yeah, you know, you can have what you say.
That's right.
You can have what you say. And when you take into heart every word you say, do you want that to happen to you? Do you want that to come in? Oh, my brain is just getting this. I can't remember things. Do you want that to come into your life? Oh, my child is so silly. They're so special. Is that what you want to come to pass in your life? We can have what we say. So it's not what you think he meant, he said. It's what he said. It's what he said.
Yes.
So, you know, some people say, oh, nobody ever helps me. I never get a break. Everything is against me. They are believing in their heart what they say, confessing in their mouth what they believe, and they're going to get just that. Just that. We have to, getting back to the basics. Oh, you mean we got to watch what we say again? Yes, you should have never stopped. You must watch the words that come out of your mouth. And I hear myself saying things. I say, whoa, wait, take it back. I nullify those words. I do not want that to come to pass in my life. I nullify those words.
That's right.
You have to ask the Lord, put a guard over my mouth.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of people do a lot of joking and jesting. I say, I don't like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just a joke. Well, don't say it around me. Because I don't want that to come to pass in my life, and I don't want to hear your crap. I'm sorry. That's why the scripture said, let your yea be yea, and your nay be nay.
That's right.
After a while, you'll get to a place when you want to hear from the Lord that you'll shut down.
That's right.
The Lord put me for a while, this was a while back, till he told me, Dora, just shut up.
Yeah.
And I got to the place where I didn't have anything to say. I had nothing to say because all that I was saying was contrary to the word of God. And he said, if you can't say my word, shut up. And I went through a spell where I had nothing to say until I learned to retrain my mouth.
Yes.
Until I learned to speak the right words.
Yes.
He said, you may not ever had the Lord tell you to shut up. I heard him. I know he said to me, shut up.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Lord. And I shut it down. Why? Because I want to please the Lord.
Yes.
I want to do all that he wants me to do. I want to receive all that he's already set aside. I want to possess what he's already given to me.
Yes.
I want to possess it.
Yes. Amen.
I want to receive all he has for me.
Yes. That's right.
I believe it. I receive it. But if yes. I'm not speaking it, I'm not getting what he's already predestined for me, for
that's
you,
right.
before the foundation of the earth.
Amen.
Before the world was even formed, he's already predestined the things he wants for us.
Yes.
But if we can't believe to receive it, guess what? We'll check out of this body and go into heaven and see our room, walk in our room that's got your name on it, and it is filled.
Yeah.
Filled to overflowing of all the things that God wanted to give you while you're on earth, because you don't need them in heaven.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Filled. I want to empty out my room.
That's right.
I want cobwebs when I get to heaven in that room. I want to hear crickets, if there are crickets in heaven, in my room, because there's nothing else in there.
Right.
I want it empty. I want all the blessings.
Amen.
We want to be blessed
yes.
to be a blessing. It's not about me. Because see, when I get what all that God has for me, I can't keep nothing. I just want you to know.
That's right.
I just can't keep nothing. When I get something, I'm always giving it away. That's just the way that we've been trained. Keep it moving. That's right. You know, some people get all you can, sit on the can, and then won't let nobody get anything out the can. Just get everything that you can. Then sit on that can, and then nobody get anything. But see, when you're sitting on that can't nothing else get in either.
That's right.
You can't get anything out, and nothing else getting in there. You want to keep that flow going.
That's right.
Because if you're blessing others, the Lord's going to bless you.
Yes, he is.
You know, he said, I can trust them with money.
Yes.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep
that's
it.
Right.
I mean, the money that I have now, Lord knows I don't have no sense to keep it. But but that's all right because he keeps sending more.
That's right.
And I just keep it moving.
Right.
We can't help ourselves.
No.
You know, and I sit at the end of the year and I'm thinking, I said, Lord, why did I give away all that money? What was my problem? And I know I needed it. What was my problem? He said, because I told you to do it. He said, did you lack anything? I said, no, I'm not lacking anything. He said, then what's the problem? I said, I get back to that, but Lord, I shut my mouth.
Yep.
I shut my mouth. Mark 11:23. So he says that we continue to confess his word. That's what he wants us to do. And we can have what we say. So we want to say the right things and continue to say the same thing over and over for a long period of time until it becomes a part of you. Until it becomes a part of you. Just like you know your name, you know that word. You know what you believe in, you're receiving from God.
Yes.
You just got to keep saying it. Until you will know when you hit overload when you're confessing to God.
Yes.
Confessing about you will know when you hit that point because a gusher will rise up in your spirit. I mean, it just seem like the joy just overflows you. You can't even help yourself. You don't even know why. People say, why are you smiling? I don't even know. Because you finally filled it up. I heard Pastor Kreffler talking about, he said, you continue to speak the word of God, continue to praise the Lord, and fill up that cloud.
Yeah.
And when that cloud gets full enough, it's going to empty itself.
Yes, it is.
So when you believe that you're receiving, Lord, I believe that I receive whatever
Jesus.
It is, until it gets full enough,
Jesus.
Until it empties itself. Boom, there is the manifestation.
Yes.
That's when the manifestation comes.
Yes.
But you have to believe that you receive it.
Yes.
You know, they try to say, well, you know, they take that scripture and try and make it say, well, this is what he meant. He meant to say, if I believe, I'm going to pray, and whatever sort of things I desire, I'm going to put it in God's hands. Sounds very scriptural. But that's not what he said. I believe whenever I desire and I pray that God's going to do it and he's going to make everything turn out all right.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful words.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything towards your situation.
Nope.
Because God said, I want you to believe that you receive
yes.
when you pray.
Yes.
Not, well, I'm going to trust God and he's going to do it. That's not what he said.
Nope.
I'm going to put it all in the Lord's hand. That's not what he said. He said, you believe
yes.
that you receive.
Yes.
When you pray.
Yes.
So, you know, they said, well, that's what he meant. If he meant it, he would have said it. But that's not what he said.
Nope.
He said, you as saints of God, you as my disciples, you have to believe that you receive it even before you see it.
That's right. That's
you
it.
Believe that you receive it even before you see a change.
Yes.
I was telling you about Kenneth Hagin. He was hanging onto that door on that bedpost, paralyzed legs, had no nothing in his leg, and he's holding on. I believe I receive it. As he's sliding down that post. I don't care what my body's doing. It may think it's paralyzed, but I believe that my body is healed.
Yes.
And body, you're going to have to be healed. He kept saying and screaming out loud. With the amount of ability that he could, because he was paralyzed, his mouth was even paralyzed. But he was saying, "I believe I received my healing. I believe I received my healing." And when it hit,
yes.
when he got to the gusher, it hit his body. The Spirit of the Lord hit him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He said that brown ooze just oozed all down his body. And he, next thing he knew, he was standing up from a paralyzed state, had been out of bed, paralyzed legs, and it felt like. And sounded like logs when they hit the floor because his legs are paralyzed.
Yeah.
So the Lord said, well, if you believe you receive your healing, then you get out of that bed.
That's right.
Okay. That's what he did.
Yes.
I believe I receive.
Yes.
I believe I receive. So I don't care what it looks like.
Yes.
You're going to have to get to that point. I don't care how they're acting. I don't even care what they say. I believe my children will be blessed and taught of the Lord. They
That's
will
right.
rise up and call me blessed.
Yeah.
My children are blessed and taught of the Lord. I mean, you begin whatever is the situation in your faith. Lord, I believe that to be so
That's
in my
right.
life.
That's right.
And you say it over and over again. I don't care how bad they start acting, whatever they say. Don't be moved by what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, because, you know, the devil's going to see to it that they go wild.
Yeah.
I mean, just wild, woolly, and crazy. And don't be moved. You as a saint of God, you have authority over your household.
Yes, you do.
Speak it.
Yes.
And you tell the devil where to go.
That's
and
right.
Lord, I believe I receive my whole household safe.
Yeah.
I believe I receive. I'm standing
yeah.
on the word of God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what they say, well, I'm coming to get it tomorrow. Help yourself. If you can get past all these angels, you just bring yourself on, because I believe I receive, hallelujah,
yes.
my deliverance. And you begin to speak. And when you begin to continue to confess the word of God,
yes.
He will begin to give you wisdom.
Yes.
He will begin to tell you things to do, what to say, where to go,
yes.
who to call, where to be. When you begin to get into the word and just, Lord, I believe it. I believe your word. I don't care what these bills are saying. And I, you know, I'm tired of looking at these bills. Bills, you be gone in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
You are being eliminated, totally eliminated, reduced and eliminated
yes.
in the name of Jesus. I believe
yes.
I receive it. And another bill come in and screaming louder than the last one. And I said, you know what? You can scream as loud as you want. I believe I receive. Lord, I believe
yes.
I receive. And you get just as loud as those bills. You get just as loud as the
Jesus.
Devil that's screaming at your ear,
uh-huh.
trying to tell you that God's not going to do it. You scream louder than that when he
yes.
tells you. You feel that pain? You see that lump. You know what the doctor said. You know they said it's a cure. I don't care what they say. They
right.
say nothing.
Right.
What did God say?
Yes.
Lord,
yes.
I thank you. I believe I receive.
Yes. Yes.
I believe I receive. And you continue. I mean, it plastered everywhere. That's what he was telling me. I mean, he said, put it everywhere you need to put it.
Yes.
In your closets, in your shoes, in your car,
All
in
right.
your bag. Any and everywhere where your
yes.
eyes can see.
Yes.
Let
yes.
it be before you always.
Yes.
What you believe that you receive.
Yes.
Keep it before your eyes and write
yes.
the vision and make it plain.
Yes.
And you
right.
begin to speak it over and
yes.
over again, over and over again. No matter what it is that you're believing God for, you speak it. You believe that you receive
yes.
what you prayed
That's
about,
right.
Why? Because you are the righteousness of God. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I shall meet God. He said, I will deliver you out of them all. He said, I'm going to deliver you out of them all, no matter what it is. If you can just stand and continue to confess beyond what you see. Beyond what you feel. Beyond what you're hearing, what Satan is screaming at your ear that it's not going to be done. God's not going to do it. He'll never do it. Beyond all of that. And continue to speak the word of God. Because his word is forever settled in heaven. And we have to get back to the place where the word of God is first place.
Thank you for listening to today's message. If you would like to support this ministry, consider giving online. Text keyword RWOLFC to 77977 or through our free app. Search R Wolf C in the App Store. For more information, visit www.rwolfc.com for articles, blog posts, message references, and our monthly calendar of events.